You're listening to Archer Radio. This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Tuesday, July 5th, 2005. And we're listening to some music by the Kevin Quayle Quartet. It's pod-safe music downloaded from musicdownload.com. And I'll put a link on the show notes. Let's recap the 4th of July weekend, or at least 4th of July day. Yesterday I went to the boyfriend's house, condo, to have dinner with his sister, himself, and his nephew. And we had hamburgers and potato chips and sodas and all that stuff. Typical 4th of July kind of dinner. And then we were going to go up to the roof of his building to watch the fireworks. But when we went up to the roof to check it out, it turns out the elevator shaft and the air conditioning vents and all up there blocked the view in the direction we needed to look, so we couldn't see the fireworks. So we went to Plan B and decided to watch the fireworks on TV. Oh, excuse me, I just burped a little bit. But the local PBS station, WETA, plays the fireworks show that's broadcast on the mall, so we just watched that and listened to Gloria Estefan, who sounded terrible, by the way, and some other singers, but then we were really just not really paying attention to TV. We were just talking and then decided to pay attention and watch the fireworks. So we watched the fireworks show, and they were pretty good, although we wish they would have kept the cameras on in one angle on the part of the show where you know where the fireworks are going off. So, but it was good. Then after that, we watched, I need to stop saying, we watched the fireworks on NBC, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but I meant to say Macy's 4th of July, and which I thought was interesting because they're taking over 4th of July. Like, they took over Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They had lots of fanfare and celebrities and all of that, so, but really, again, we were just watching for the fireworks, and they had a pretty decent fireworks show. They had like five, flatbed boats out in the harbor, I guess. And all five boats were shooting off the exact same fireworks at the same time, so it was like a cool display, all mirrored with each other, so that was cool. And then, of course, time ran out. It was time to go home. I think it was like 10:15 or so. And I decided I should get going so that the nephew could go to bed and the boyfriend and his sister could go to bed. So I left, and the boyfriend walked me out, and we said our goodbyes and kisses and hugs and stuff. And this is the last time I'm going to see him for like 2 weeks because he's going on a vacation with his family. So I won't be seeing him for the next 2 weeks, and I will be, I'll be sad and I'll be down, but I know he's coming back. It was just a vacation. I'll just miss him. Let's just say that. I will miss him. So he's going to the Gulf Coast, which could be a problem with the hurricanes that are heading that way. And his flight is out. His flight out is tomorrow, so he may be hitting the bad weather right as he's flying in. So that's, not good. Now, next up on the agenda, this morning I was trying to think of what I had a million things to do this morning, so I was trying to think of a way to record some audio and also spend the day doing all the stuff that I wanted to do. So I decided to take the iRiver and put it in the shower with me and record some audio while I was in the shower. So I'm going to call this little part, Taking a Shower with Archer. So, and I recorded the audio, so let's, I gotta find it on the iPod here. There it is. Let's choose the shower audio, and then let's listen to this audio together, shall we? Here we go.
This is Archer, and I'm in the shower. So you get to listen. Hopefully, you'll hear this as I take a shower today. Because I have little time, so I thought I would podcast while I'm in the shower. Now I need to move closer to the water. Now the water pressure isn't very good today. So I hope everyone is doing well. Today is Tuesday, and I've got a lot of things that I want to get done, so I thought I would record some audio while I'm in the shower. I'm sure there are several gay boys out there who have a picture in their mind of what might be taking place, but it's just your typical shower. I could describe what I'm washing. Right now, I'm washing my arms and my shoulders. And, my gosh, I hope this thing's picking up the audio. But now my face. Moving down the chest. Now to the good bits. The twig and berries, I guess.
That would be the dick and balls.
Reach around to the back side there.
Gotta get that ass clean.
Yeah, alright. This kind of sounds like the daily download, the guy who takes a dump, takes a shit, and talks about stuff while he's taking a shit.
I haven't heard him yet today. I'm gonna have to download
that. This will not be a regular feature. I just thought I would give it a try. So now I'm washing the feet. Gotta make sure you get between the toes. Now the legs. Now the other foot. Get between the toes.
God, now, I take a quick shower, don't I? It's awfully fast.
Open up really good and get in the cold face. The ears. Forehead. Eyes, reach around the back of the neck, the ears, the back of the ears only. Ooh, the water just got hot. A little hotter, I mean. Okay, time to rinse. Mm-hmm.
Rinse everything good.
Rinsing. Okay, now time to shampoo the hair. Some shampoo.
That was the bottle opening.
You know, there are certainly different shower techniques. I'm sure everyone has a different way of taking their shower. But, you know, some people use washcloths. Some people just use the bare soap. I just use the bare soap. Right now I'm massaging the shampoo into the hair. And making sure it's nice and clean. And now let's do a rinse.
Does anybody else pee in a shower? Every once in a while I'll pee in a shower. I'm not doing it. I didn't do it today.
No. Okay. The shampoo is out of the hair. Now, of course, I use cream rinse.
Conditioner.
So let's get some conditioner. And you know, they say, at least I think the bottle says, I should read the bottle and see. Once you put the conditioner in your hair, you should let it sit. And actually, now that I think about it, it reminds me. I dated a guy for like 3 months, and we would shower together, and he would wash his hair first, put the conditioner in, and then leave the conditioner in his hair while he was cleaning the rest of his body.
He was boring.
It says leave on for 1 to 2 minutes. So what do you do when you leave it on for 1 to 2 minutes? Well, just like that guy I dated, he washed the rest of his body, so... But I can just stand here and talk to you for a couple minutes while I'm letting that conditioner work its magic in my hair to make me look pretty. Let's see. Oh, and I'm not touching myself in the shower, no. Some people do that. I don't do that. I don't like doing that in the shower.
But I'll do it later.
Before I get in the shower.
Or I'll do it.
I didn't do it today.
I'll do it later tonight.
So, let's see. I know I have other things to talk about on the podcast, and I know that actually I probably talked about them before. I inserted this bit of audio. So I won't talk about those, but I've just got things that I want to get done today, so this is what I'm doing. Hopefully you can hear it. So, okay, I'm going to rinse the conditioner out now. So, that feels so good. I love the way the water feels.
I'm not touching myself at this point.
I'm just making noises for you. I don't usually make noises. So, we are just about finished. One more rinse. Rinse under the arm. Rinse underneath the twig and berries. I wonder how this set is sounding. Like, is the water overwhelming my voice too much? Can't hear me?
No.
No, we'll find out. But it's interesting because I have the iRiver strapped over the shower curtain bar. And with that little armband that comes in. Okay, I think we're about done. So, let's turn on some water. There we go. What I'm doing is I'm running my fingers through my hair really fast to get some of the water off. And then before I open the shower curtain, I like to push off as much water, kind of like a squeegee, off my body. And now for the loud sound of opening the shower curtain. Oh, the mirror's all steamed up. That feels good. And now for the drying cycle. Start on the face.
Don't you love that feeling of fresh towel?
They sound like I'm having an orgasm, but I'm not. I just like to feel clean. So now I'm drying the chest, and now the twig and berries. I don't know why I'm starting to call it twig and berries.
Because it's funny.
Okay. Now down the hair, under the arm, down the left arm, under, on the side. Reposition towel on the right arm, under the arm, on top of the arm, down the side.
I could give lessons on how to take a shower, I think.
Behind the back. And then, when I do this, I slide the towel back and forth really fast across my back to get home. I'm even burping in the shower.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I get all the water droplets off my back. And then I go ahead and rub on down to the bottom, to my buttocks. Mm-hmm. And then, a little more dab on the twig and berries, and reach around to the crack.
And don't then finger it.
Down the legs, to the feet. And see, I totally dry myself off in the shower, because I don't like to get water on the floor. So I dry one foot completely,
and then rest the other foot on the shower, on the tub, and dry the other leg and foot so that I'm completely dry when I get out of the shower. Okay. I think we will stop the recording now because I'm going to turn the blow dryer on. You don't need to hear that. So I hope you enjoyed the shower with Archer. I'll be back in just a second. Isn't that amazing? Okay, let's get the music back. Turn it down a little bit. Okay, going back to the same song, too. In any case, that was the shower with Archer. I hope you enjoyed that. I know I did. Now, let's talk about email. We got some email today because many people had some comments about yesterday's show, which I taped on Saturday night with David for Dating with David. We had an update for Dating with David. And it seemed to get generate a good amount of email and comments. We got an email from Peter and Mystery Total and Homer. And they were all asking about his, let's just call it his member. And Beth left us some really funny comments on the website, so you should check those out, as well as Homer and a new person who, unless I've forgotten, a person named Steve, and it sounds like he's from out of the country because he talks about if he lived in the States. So, Steve, I don't know who you are. Where are you from? I always like to know where my listeners are from. And it sounds like you have quite a thing for David, so... if you'd like David to send you an email, send me your email and I will forward it on to him. Because that's what I did with the other emails. I forwarded them to David and let him deal with them because obviously they were his fans, not mine. So, moving right along, we got some... I want to talk about the new or the latest Queercasts out there. It seems like right after iTunes 4.9 came out, like the Queercasters are coming out of the woodwork. We've got one called he's a friend, I should say. I know him from a long time ago. His name is Scott Mindo, and he's got a little podcast going. He's right now he's in, I believe, Portland, or no, Seattle, but he's moving to Irvine, California next week or something. But anyway, and I'll have links. I actually already do have links for all of these new podcasts on my webpage, of course. So there's Scott Mindo. There's a new one called A Shanty No Lemon, which is another Queercast. I don't know how to describe that one. You'll just have to go check it out. And then there's another one called Little Fatty. And Little Fatty, they're from, I believe it's Columbia, South Carolina. And they're two gay guys who kind of like the chunky guy. Not the obese guy or the really, really fat guy, but the guy who's just got a little bit of pudge, you know, and I think I fall in that category, so. And they like Disney World or Disneyland, I'm not sure which, just Disney period. And they like baseball, so they're out there. I'm enjoying that one. And then the last one I was going to talk about is Special Delivery Mark. And he started his Queercast probably the end of May. And he's been doing little shows about all kinds of things. And the most recent one, I believe, was Sunday. He did a podcast about skinny dipping. And it was interesting because he went out to a lake somewhere and set up his iRiver, like in his shoe, and then went out into the water. And you could still hear him. He was out in the water and it still recorded him. So that was kind of a cool thing to do. I liked that. I told him I was going to mention him on the show tonight. And then today I was catching up on all of his older episodes, and one of them was all about geocaching, or catching, I don't know how they pronounce it, but that's using a global positioning satellite device, I believe, and you put in the coordinates, and you get all these clues from people, and you go and find the box, and you get to have what's in the box, and you leave something for the next person to find it. It's a whole phenomenon. I'm not really that familiar with it, but he... In two of his shows, he was describing the whole process and what he was going through to find the prize at the end of the geocache. Anyway, it was interesting. So I suggest you go check out Special Delivery Mark. And as I said, I'll put links all for all these shows on... they're already there. I shouldn't say I'm going to. They're already there on the left side under Queercasters. Another new thing that started up was... it's called Q Potter. And it's basically, it was the brainchild of Madge Weinstein of East Radio. And it's where all the queer casters can go to post about their shows, ask questions, you know, sign up and stuff. So if you're a queer caster out there, go to qpotter.org. And of course, I'll put a link on the show notes. Okay, so we're at 20 minutes now. So, I guess I should say, of course, I have another new setup here for audio. I'm running the audio through the iPod into the mixer, and now so I can control the music, you know, live. Instead of before I would insert the music, now I'm controlling it live. Oh, you know what? I forgot one more thing about the queercasters. I talked last time about Podcastique. Well, they sent us an email. I mean, a voicemail. So let me go to find the email or the voicemail and. Yeah, there we go. Let's listen to this voicemail, okay? It's from Nick.
Hi, Archer. It's Nick from Podcastique. Yeah, I listened to your podcast, and I just have to clear up something.
Yes, please do.
The comrades that I have are not next to my computer. They're in the trash next to my computer.
Well, empty that trash.
And my chair is pretty comfortable. It's not extremely comfortable. I used to have a leather chair, and that was much better. But, yeah, it's pretty comfortable. And I clean it every week, so, yeah, the cum does not set in. And all of us are not that young. We're all in our 20s except for Donna, who is, you know. Well,
you look young.
We'll talk about it. Anyway.
Sound young.
Love you guys, and I hope you have a thriving, thriving radio show, etc. All right, love
thank
you.
Thank you. Aw, thank you. That was nice of you. Oops. Stop. I'm going back to the shower one. I got to figure out all this using the iPod thing. But, okay, we're going back to some Kevin Quayle quartet music. How's that? Yeah. It's from musicdownload.com. Kevin Quayle Quartet. I love that jazziness. Okay, let's turn it down so we can finish the podcast up here. All right. Now, trying to think. Is there anything else? So there's a link for Podcastique on the... you know, I don't even have to put the links in the show notes. They're all on the side of the webpage. Just go there, click on them, check them out. So thank you, Nick, for that voicemail. And, of course, I encourage all the listeners to send email, voicemail, comments on the webpage. Everything, you know, I love all that stuff. And of course, please vote for me on podcastalley.com. The last time I checked was this afternoon. I think I was number 86, maybe. So we need some more votes to keep us in the top 100. And speaking of that, I am still not on iTunes. I am not in the iTunes directory. And I don't understand it, because shows that submitted their podcast after I did are showing up in the iTunes directory. So I don't know why I'm not in there. I'm playing PodSafe music on the last, you know, several shows. I'm not playing any movie clips anymore. I can't imagine why I am not in the iTunes directory. Excuse me. And I have resubmitted my feed like 4 times, and it tells me every time, you have already submitted that feed. You have already submitted that feed. So I'm like, what can I do? So, I'm still waiting to be in iTunes. I don't know why, but I'm not there. However, about 32 people are downloading me through iTunes. So, they must have loaded it manually in their iTunes to get me. In any case, oh man, now we've gone up to 24 minutes. I really want to keep this small for the bandwidth issue. In any case, boys and girls, we are going to finish for the night. And, check out a show for tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. You know, that's day to day. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
been listening to Archer Radio.